Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves tonight. I want to sit back. Tonight we're going to talk about being committed, staying committed. Are you committed? Are you committed? And that's something that I really want to know from you guys. Are you committed to everything? Are you committed to what you're trying to do? Just tell me. My partner. I I'm back online. I'm on Blog Talk Radio 2. What's going on, Tabria? Greetings, Alicia. You know, talking about being committed and staying committed to what? What are we staying committed to? Again, sometimes we lose sight of what the things that God has called us to do, because sometimes we're so focused on trying to help other people with their dreams. But sometimes we have to recognize, what is our dream? What is God calling us to do? Listen, there's a lot of pressure out there. It's pressure. Sometimes I find myself under pressure trying to help people do their dreams. But sometimes you got to get to a point where someone told me this, and you guys tell me what you think. Sometimes, what's going on, Roberto, what's going on, Urban? Sometimes you have to become a little selfish about your dream. What's going on, Moises? Sometimes you have to become selfish about your dream. What is God telling you to do in your life? Sometimes you have to begin to think about, if you don't think about yourself, who is going to think about you and what you're going through? Because we live in a society where everyone wants what they want, right? I want this. I need this from you. You've got to give this to me. No, you got to stay committed to what God has called you to do. Because if you don't stay committed to what God has called you to do, who's going to do the things that God has called you to do in your life? What's going on, Ron? Who's going to do what for you, what you're supposed to do? Who can be the best Urban for Urban except Urban? Who can be the best Ron for Ron? Who can be the best Reba for Reba? What's going on, Reba? Who can be the best Reba? You can be the best you that you can be. So we got to stay committed. And it's okay to be committed to what God has called you to do. It is okay. What's going on, Ronald? What's going on, Pastor Frazier? It's okay to be committed to what God has called you to do. Why am I saying it again? Because someone needs to get this, like I need to get it too. Remember, the message comes from me first, then it comes from you too. We got to stay committed to what God has called us to do. And the thing about it is this, the new year, you know, people are high energy about the new things that they're believing God to do in their lives and the things they're believing that God is going to do and all these different things, right? But comes that point where you have to become committed to what God has called you to do. So stay committed to what? Only you can answer that question. Only you can examine yourself to see, am I committed? What am I committed to? You know, my scripture for this year, my personal scripture that God has placed in my heart for me is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's what God has given me. That's my personal banner. That's my personal banner for this year. That's why I'm believing God. I'm believing that I know that God has plans for me, plans to prosper me and not to harm me, plans to give me hope and a future. And I say that and remind myself about this because in my life, when I'm going through my different challenges, when we're going through different challenges and experiences, sometimes we might feel like God is not interested in prospering me. What's going on, Jessica? Sometimes we think God is not interested in prospering me. You know, why am I going through this thing? Why am I going through this situation? But when I stand on Jeremiah 29:11, and I recite that, I think about it, it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So I believe, personally believe, that God wants to give me hope and a future. So it encourages me to keep pushing on. It encourages me. Yes. Thank you so much, Jessica. And Jessica says, she says, hey, love your consistency. And Jessica, I'm trying to be consistent, because if I'm consistent with the least, God's going to give me, bless me with more. And I'm being blessed now, and I hope you guys are being blessed too. So I'm trying to stay consistent. And the thing about it is that, who am I staying consistent for? I believe in what God is giving me to share. And I believe in those who come here, and we do this every week. We don't always get the chance to, you know, to see each other every week, but I'm so grateful that you guys can come through, and we can share. We can share with each other. You know, we can respect each other, and we can encourage each other. I don't know about you, but when I leave here after this hour, I'm so refreshed. And but I want to say this, that thing about staying committed, whatever it is that God is, whatever scripture God is giving you for this year that you're standing on, share it over here, share it right now with us. But staying committed, to what? What are you staying committed to? You know, I'm going to say this. One of the things about, you know, the whole scripture I'm trying to look for, it. I have it right up here. But yeah, Matthew 6:21, right? It says in the NIV version, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So whatever you believe in, you're putting all your energy into, guess what? That thing consumes you. It has you. It has your attention. It has your attention span. What's going on, Larissa? It has your mind. It has your thoughts. So the question is, what are you staying committed to? Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So that means if your mind is so much on to what this person is doing over here and what that person is doing over there, or how God is blessing this person over here and how God is blessing that person, if your mind is all over the place, you're not going to be focused. And that means you're trying to figure out, your mind is so much into what everyone else is doing that you forget what God has called you to do. What's going on, Reagan? Hey, Larissa. Jessica says this, big impact. I just knew to get online. Just went through our grandma's death, but she's no longer suffering. She lived 92 years of a long, strong life. I'm committed to bringing balance to people around. Balance to people around the USA and motivate my team to continue individual missions. Praise God. And I'm sending you my condolences, Jessica. And I pray that God will continue to bless you and encourage you, so you can live a strong life as well and touch people's lives, continue to touch people's lives. Praise God. Hey, Reagan. Brandon says Isaiah 40:31 is his scripture. It's his scripture for this year, Isaiah 40:31. You know, I'm going to go there for a second. Brandon. And that scripture is, but those who wait, although there's NIV, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Amen. Be encouraged, Brandon. Be encouraged. I love that verse. What's going on, Travis? You know, so staying committed. Staying committed. You know, let me say this too. God was talking so fast, Jessica. I'm praying for you. We're praying for you. I'm sending you our condolences. Still remain strong. Still remain strong. So I'm grateful that you're here tonight. One of the things that staying committed, guys, is that you've got to know or recognize your dream. You have to know what you're staying committed for. If your mind is all over the place, you lose focus. You can't really think. If you don't know, you got to know what your destination. You have to know what you are striving for. The reason why I say this is because sometimes we get lost in the shuffle. Sometimes we get lost in this thing, this journey called life, and things happen and life happens. And when life happens, sometimes we lose focus, we lose sight of the prize because our minds are all over the place. So sometimes in recognizing your dreams, if you're too busy, you just got to stop. You got to take a second to compose yourself, take a second to breathe, take a second to see Lord and to pray, Lord, I need some help. I need your direction. Hey, Karina, listen. We have something. We're either striving for the things that we want in this life, or we're either saying, let me help this person. We're doing something. The point is this. Sometimes you have to stop and make sure and see what direction are you going in. Do you have a dream? What are you staying committed to? What are you trying to strive to do? What's going on, Milton? Regan says it's prayers and condolences to you and the family, Jessica. You know, my question for you tonight is this. Does your vision line up with God's vision? Whatever the vision is that you want to have, you want to do in your life, have you ever taken a second to pray and say, Lord, please show me your vision for my life? This is the desire that I have. Lord, what do you want to do in my life? And I want you to know that sometimes we pray things, we forget about these prayers, right? We pray things and we go through life and God hears our prayers. And sometimes we end up going through things and situations, and at the end of it, while we're going through, I know I've gone through this. While I was going through, I was like, Lord, why is this happening? Then when it came out, when I came out on the other side of the situation, God showed me, you had prayed X, Y, and Z. It happened, but things happened in a different way than I had expected. How many of you have gone through something like that? What's going on, Therese? How many of you guys have gone through something like that? But does your vision line up with God's vision? You know, one thing about it, you've got to know where you are going to. You got to know, okay, what do you want out of your life? In this season of your life, in this season in January of 2019, what do you want to accomplish? Do you want things to change? No, these are questions you have to ask yourself. These are things you got to ask yourself. That's true, Brandon. It happens in his own time. And as you go through life, Brandon, because you're kind of young, but you're still experiencing things, right? And when you go through, you're going to see it is going to happen in his own time. Then you got to see, are you patient enough to wait? But one of the main things about staying committed and knowing if you're staying committed is you got to know and recognize your dream. And I'm going to ask you this question. If you know what your dream is, let's say if you do know, how often do you focus on your dream? How often do you focus on your dream? You know, I can say I want to produce music. I want to travel around preaching. I got to continue to be consistent in doing what God has called me to do. So I'm being consistent with doing this. But how often do you focus on your dream? You say, oh, I want to do, let's say if you wanted to do something with children, whether it's like a reading program, something like that. Do you say, oh, I want to do this thing for children and then go about your business, but then you come back to it a couple weeks later, I really want to do this thing with children, but you don't spend time on a dream. Sometimes you have to spend some time preparing, spend time praying, spend time listening, spend time writing, spend time researching. You have to spend time with your dream. If you say you want to be the best person, the best Christian that you can be, and you want to help and change so many lives, guess what? You have to spend time focusing on how can I change lives. You have to be focused on allowing God to change your life first, and then you can go out there and you can help other people. But how often or how willing are you ready to focus on your dream? Because see, sometimes we get off subject, we get off task, we end up focusing on other people's dreams, we end up building up other people's ministries, but we don't do anything with the gift and the ideas that God has given us. You guys understand what I'm saying? Tabria says this, there is purpose on the other side of the challenges we experience. That's so true. I love that, Tabria, the way you wrote that. There is purpose on the other side of the challenges we experience. Everything we go through, guess what? Everything we go through can be used to help us to be ready for the next phase that God has for us in our lives. How many of you know that sometimes when we're going through some of those valley experiences, very, very low experiences, that God can use that in getting us to the place where we need to be. What's going on? What's going on, Ernest? Ms. Penn, what's going on? How many of you guys know that God uses our struggles to help build us, so we can be prepared for the next phase in our lives? It all works together for our good if we believe that. So I love what you said right there, Tabria. Then I'm going to ask you this question, guys. How many times have you spent in prayer over your dream? How many times have you spent praying and saying, Lord, I pray that you will touch my dream. I pray that you'll touch this desire that I feel like you've given me to do. Some of you guys, you're writing books. Some of you guys have desires to write books, to write plays, to open up your own business, to change your lifestyle, to change different places and different things you're trying to get to. Some of you want to get out of abusive relationships. Guess what? Pray and allow God to speak to you. But you got to be willing to pray. You got to spend time in prayer. You got to spend time in prayer and be willing, like Brandon was saying, Brandon earlier, basically about waiting. You know, he's going to do things in his own time. God's going to do things in his own time. We have to be willing to wait. And when we pray, we have to be willing to receive what God says. I'm going to put this out here. You tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. But sometimes I feel as if sometimes we do not want to pray because we don't want to hear God say no. We want to hear God say not yet. Especially when we are really ready to do what it is that we are planning on doing. But how many of you know that if we move too fast, just like if you have a cake that doesn't bake for the amount of time it's supposed to bake, and it's not going to come out the way it should come out. Sometimes we have to be willing to hear what God has to say, and if God says wait, we have to be willing to wait. But it's very, very important that we know and recognize what our dream is. We'd be willing to recognize what our dream is and be willing to spend that time in prayer. What do you guys think about what I'm talking about so far tonight? You're just a little quiet tonight. I want you to share your thoughts. I want to hear from you during this time while we're doing this. And also, I want to say thank you for those who do share this video on your pages. Please share this video on your pages. You know, we do this every Tuesday from 9 to 10, so I appreciate you guys coming out tonight. Staying committed. Our topic tonight, staying committed. You know, and this is on my heart about staying committed because we stay committed. Sometimes we stay committed to others people's dreams. Sometimes we stay committed to other people's plans. Thank you, Miss Alicia. Thank you, Alicia. She said great, good teaching. Sometimes we stay committed to other people's plans, but we forget about what God has spoken to our lives. So we're staying committed to something, whether we're staying committed trying to fill the voids in our lives, whether we're staying committed trying to reach out to people and seeing what people are doing, trying to hang out, or we're staying committed trying to support this person. But how about staying committed, first of all, to God, staying committed to the dreams that God is giving you in this season, you know, which goes to my next point. First point tonight, know, recognize your dream. You got to know what your dream is. If you don't know, if you don't know what your dream is or what you feel like God has called you to do, take the time to pray and hear God and allow God to open up those doors. And then be willing to follow him. You know, ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, please show me. Please speak to my life, to my heart. And God will begin to open up doors and speak to you, but you have to be willing to hear. My next question for you guys tonight. Of course, these questions are for me first, okay? Are you committed to your dream? So we know about, I was talking about knowing and recognizing your dream, right? Are you committed to your dream? See, the thing about it is this. Once God shows us, he shares with us his plan for our lives, it might not go the way we exactly expect it to go. There might be some detours. There might be some U-turns you got to make. You know, there might have to be some, you know, you need to stop for a while. You know, but whatever it is, are you committed to your dream? When you think about the word commitment, what do you guys think about? When you think about the word commitment, what does commitment mean to you? What's going on, Joe? What does commitment mean to you? Are you committed to your dream? I'm going to tell you guys this. When I was going through what I was going through, a few years ago, it was one of the worst times in my life. It was one of the worst times in my life. Hey, Joe. And it's like I had to get to a point where I said, you know what? I want to lose this weight that I had gained. I gained over 100 pounds. What's going on, Greg? I gained like over 100 pounds. And I had one of my dreams, my goals, has been to lose the weight so I can be healthy. And it took 5 years to finally break the 300 mark. I was almost in the mid-300s, y'all. I was huge. I'm still a thick guy, and I have a lot more weight to lose, but I'm grateful that I'm continuing to lose. Some things take time. had to take about, had to change the way I eat. I had to change and put some exercise into my life, into routines. But I had to become committed. So when I'm asking you, what does commitment mean for you? Commitment for me means saying this. I'm going to dedicate myself. Regardless of what's going on around me, I'm going to dedicate myself to the cause and to the goal that I'm trying to achieve. That's what commitment means to me. That's what commitment means to me. Thank you. Thank you, Tabria, for writing those questions down, Tabria. You know, so that's what commitment means to me, because life is going to happen. And life was happening for me, and guys, I was going through. My mom could tell you, my family, some of my closest friends could tell you everything I was going through. It was rough. It was a rough season, but I'm grateful that I had people to encourage me to say, you can do it. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you so much, Jessica. You can do this thing. And it took time. It took 5 years to break the cycle. To break the cycle. Because sometimes, guys, you can say, I have this dream. I want to be committed to it. But there's a part that doesn't want to do the work. And when life was happening, when I was going through the ups and downs, I was struggling with that commitment. What's going on, Carolyn? I was struggling with that commitment to say, I'm going to stay focused with the goal. I'm going to stay dedicated to the goal regardless of whatever happens. I'm going to stay focused on that goal. Reagan says, you're speaking the truth that I've been off track for what God has planned for my life. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Reagan. Thank you for sharing, Reagan. You know, and I understand what you're saying. You know, and I'm just saying that sometimes you can get off track. You can get off track. Life happens, and sometimes I felt like I've been getting off track. My mom just told me, she said, son, I need you to stay focused. Basically, that's what she was saying. She said something like that. Isn't that what you said, Mom? She said something about staying focused. You know, don't get off track. Are you committed to your goal? So when you have this thing happening over here, this disappointment, do you forget about your goal? Do you take your eyes off the goal? Or do you still say, I'm still going to stay committed to the goal? I'm still going to stay committed. I'm going to still stay dedicated to the goal. I'm going to still keep my eye on the prize. I might have some hurt in my heart. I might have some pain that I'm going through. But I'm going to stay committed and dedicated to what God has given me. But you got to understand, what has God given you? See, what God is giving you might not be something that he is giving another person. What he's giving you is for you in your season at that time, at that moment. You know, what is God giving you? And then recognize what God is giving you and then stay committed to that. Whatever that dream is, stay committed. I don't care, even if you're feeling like, I'm not sure if this is going to work. Lord, I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to have this faith the size of a mustard seed. I'm going to hold on to this faith, and I'm going to take a step. I'm going to tell you guys, sometimes I felt as if, okay, I'm getting to gain weight, then people are like, you're losing weight, you're doing this. And it's like, look at you. But in my mind, I have an image, the same old image of myself being 300 and something pounds. But listen to this, regardless, I'm staying committed. And this is just one of my goals. I'm just sharing this with you. You know, whatever goal that you have, you might understand what I'm trying to say. You know, Jessica says, that's powerful. Keep up the positivity. Jessica says, that's a message from my husband, Ricardo. That's a message from your husband, Ricardo, Jessica. And Carolyn, praise God. Praise God, Jessica. Brandon says this, comment means to continue. Okay, commitment means to continue, even if you seem like you're not going to make it. That's so true, Brandon. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I understand that autocorrect. Yeah, even if you feel like you're not going to make it, you still stay. You still stay. Work through your things. Work through your situations. Work through the different things you are experiencing. He was listening with me? Okay, all right. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Ricardo? You listen to this. You know, are you committed to it? And I'm going to say this. Who can do the work for your dream but you? When it's your dream, who can do the work for you but you? There might be, you might have people around you who can assist you, who can hold your hand, you hold your elbows, hold you up while you're praying. Who can be there and say, you know what, I've got you. I've got your back. Keep on going. But listen, who can do the work for your dream? For your dream. Who's going to do the sweat and the tears for your dream but you? Sometimes, guys, we don't want to get dirty with the dream. Sometimes we don't want to get our hands dirty. Sometimes we don't want to put the extra time, the extra sweat. But if it's your dream, you can put everything to doing that thing that God has called you to do. But then you're not just moving as Christians or as God-believing people, as spiritual people. We're not going to just move. We shouldn't just move out and do that stuff. We got to pray, Lord, is this the right time to do it? And when God shows you that thing in your heart and tells you go ahead and do it, go ahead and do it. When those doors open, you're ready. But who can do the work for you except you? If you're believing God to make a way to open up some doors, guess what? There's some things he's going to expect you to do as well. Faith without works is dead, right? Faith without works is dead, right? So if faith without works is dead, it means you got to be willing to do something to talk about your faith. But who can do the work for you? Some of you guys, you want to build up a conglomerate. You want to help be striving and strong people in your community. Guess what? Those different ideas that God has given you and has placed in your heart to do in your community are not going to happen if you're not willing to take the steps. Start small. Start small and watch what God can do. I'm preaching to myself, guys. I don't know about you guys. I preach to myself, but this is what I need. And hopefully this is touching you. This is encouraging you with your work and with your walk and what you're trying to do and what you're believing God to do. Who can do the work for you but you? You've got to do it. And Matthew 6:21. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So you guys, you have these dreams, but your treasure is not, you're not looking at your dream as a treasure because your heart is not there. Your heart is somewhere else. You're doing something else. How about aligning your heart with the dream that God has given you? You know, what's going on, Lion? Tabria says this, wherever your focus and devotion is, that is where you will find what you're committed to do. Okay. Tabria said, I'm going to reread that again. Tabria says this, y'all. Wherever your focus and devotion is, that is where you'll find what you're committed to do. And it also proves, just like you're saying, Tabria, wherever your focus and your devotion is, there will your heart be also. Not even if it's, so it can be positive and it can be negative. If your focus and devotion is on other people and what other people are doing in lives, that's showing that you don't have a commitment to yourself. You have a commitment to what other people are doing. You lose yourself. Sometimes we lose ourselves. So I look at that as a positive and a negative. You guys feel what I'm saying? I look at that as a positive and a negative part. It can go either way. Wherever your focus and devotion is, if you focus on things that are unhealthy for you, guess what? That's where your heart is. You're committed to that foolishness. But if you say, look, I'm tired of that foolishness. I need to focus on what God's called me to do, then you need to refocus, and redevote and rededicate yourself to what God is telling you to do. Alicia says this, one of the blocks, and these are my opinions, guys. Alicia says this, one of the blocks could be fear, feeling we aren't worthy of God's best or that we are not ready to give up some things and people to walk in what God has called us to do. Amen, Alicia. You hit it on the head. I say on the drop. Listen, I create my own sayings, y'all. Alicia, that's so true. Fear. Fear handicaps us from moving forward. That fear will say, oh, I'm not ready. As I've been some places, some people have said, I need you to sing. Huh? You need me to what? I will play the piano and sing. No, I need you to sing. I'm not ready right now. This is not the right time. So I feel like I'm God's about to put me in that situation. But you know what? If I'm believing that God's going to open up my music ministry, I got to be ready to sing when he says, look, when that door opens, we have to be ready. But that whole thing, what Alicia said, is so true. If you're feeling unworthy, guys, listen, none of us are perfect. None of us. Facebook, you know, a lot of people hide behind Facebook. You can create the dreamy look or illusion that we want. It's not until you really see people in their element that you know, oh, you're nothing like what you say on Facebook, or you're just like you are on Facebook. Listen, feeling that we aren't worthy, you know, all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, right? You know, it just takes us being willing to say, I'm going to step out. And it might take a while before you do that. Listen, I'll go swimming. I hate cold water, guys. And if I felt like the water was too cold, it would take me literally 15, 20 minutes just to jump into the water. It's like that for me. So that whole thing, guys, you know, just be willing to take that jump. Just be ready. Just be ready and willing to take that jump. And listen to this. I believe that God wants us to go out there in this season and do the things he's created us to do. People are passing away. They've fulfilled their time they're supposed to fulfill in this life, in this season, and some people are moving on to the next level, you know, with God. You know, we're here. And while we're here, let's just jump out and do the things that God has called us to do. Hey, Lion. Tabria says this. Faith without corresponding action is dead. So you have to apply action to your faith. That's right, Tabria. You have to apply action to your faith. What's going on, Marianne? Alicia says this. But God did not give us a spirit of fear. That's right. But a spirit of power, love, and of love, and of a sound mind. He did not give us a spirit of fear. So sometimes we have to speak to that thing. We have to speak to that thing, that fear. Speak to that fear. Whatever is keeping you back from moving forward. What's going on? What's going on, Precious? Oh, I got my Precious here. What's going on, Precious? God's not giving us a spirit of fear. We have to speak to that fear. Fear, you don't have any place here in my life. You don't have any place here in my heart, in my life. I'm going to jump out there. So I'm encouraging you guys, jump out there. In fact, I'm going to encourage us to do something that we've been wanting to do. And to be willing to do it this week. Whatever that thing is, whatever your goal is, whatever it is that you're designed to do, be willing to take that step and see what doors God is going to open for you in your life. Be willing. Larissa says this, this is a season of preparation. Our insecurities is what God brings and what God uses to bring him glory. Our insecurities, this is a season of preparation. I feel you right there, Larissa. Larissa says again, this is a season of preparation. Our insecurities is what God uses to bring him glory. You know, one thing about it is that, like when you sing, my mom would always say this, if you don't feel a little nervous before you sing, you're in your flesh. You know, but God would use those nerves and work through those nerves and work through those feelings, and you go ahead and really just be a blessing to so many people. Just be willing to take the step. Just be willing to take the step. Alicia says, yes, Larissa, that's good. Hey, I got my godmother on. Hey, Regina, got godmother here. Love you. We're talking about staying committed. Are you committed? Some of you guys have business plans and business goals. And my question for you is this. Are you willing to work for your dream? Are you really willing? Are you willing to work for your dream? How many of us work for other people, right? We go to work. We're not talking about the ones who are retired and they have already worked 30 or something years and have retired and are at home just resting and chilling right now. We're not talking about those. But we can talk about those too. We can talk about you guys too. But how many of you guys are willing to work for your dream? How many of you guys go to work every day? You work for the corporation that you work for. But are you willing to work for what you would like to do in your life? Now, I want to tell you that age is nothing but a number. It doesn't matter how old you are, you can still dream. It doesn't matter how old you are, you can still dream. Are you committed to your dream? Are you even dreaming? Have you given up on life? I think fear, like Alicia was saying, also the whole thing about giving up. giving? Are you willing? Have you given up? Some of us have gone through some things, and life has beat us up, and we feel like, Lord, I'm just tired. But are you even willing to just say, you know what? I'm going to work. I'm going to go for that thing that I would like to do. Sometimes we have to work through our situations. We have to work through our hurt. We have to work through our pain. We have to work through our disappointment. While we're working through those things, never forget about the goal. What has God given you? And sometimes it's about us rediscovering ourselves and rediscovering what we feel like God has given us and what God wants to do in our lives. We have to rediscover our dream. We have to rediscover, you know, because sometimes we've gone through some things, we've gone through some experiences, and we said, I will never do that again. We make these promises, and then we wonder why things don't change. Because I want to also tell you that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So what you say and what comes out of your mouth, does affect what happens. So my question for you today is, what are you speaking out of your mouth? What are you speaking out of your mouth? Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you know what I'm doing right now. It's Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So if you want to see success in your life, you have to be positive. And some people told me, you're too positive. But listen to this. I've gone through some things. I've gone through some of the darkest periods in my life these past few years. And it got to a point where I just said, Lord, I'm just going to keep on. I'm going to believe that you will bring me through this situation. And I spoke life. Perhaps I wasn't even feeling like it or feeling like God was hearing me. But I said, I'm going to believe and trust that you are going to use this situation for your glory. I'm going to trust that you're going to take care of my needs. I'm going to trust and believe that you are going to make a way. The scripture says it's called renewing your mind. Yes, and we have to renew our minds each and every day. We have to renew our minds each and every day. We have to speak positively each and every day. Yeah, that's why you're positive. I've gone through, so I know how it is to be so down. I know how it feels like to be ready to say, I'm tired. I'm done. I am done. I'm fed up. But it got to a point where I said, you know, God had some praying people around me, first of all. Secondly, I was renewing my mind. I was praying. I was singing. I was pushing through. And I was just believing God to work in my life. Larissa said this. She said, I had to go back to what Larissa said a few minutes ago. She said, your mom is right. If you are operating in your God-given gifts, people will not notice when you're nervous because you're anointed to perform. Amen. That's so true, Larissa. Y'all should hear my mom sing. I mean, wow, she's awesome. Jessica says this. Fear stops us in going further in our walks. The devil throws things in your way with fear, so we can't move on in a successful path. Fear. Jessica, you said it right there. False. Evidence appearing real. Yeah, if I had my, next time, guys, I'm gonna bring my microphone out and I'm just gonna drop it. That's what. Yes, I love that. False evidence. I'm writing this down. False evidence appearing. I'm gonna write this one down, Jessica. Real fear. False evidence appearing real. Lisa says, yes, she is. Reagan says, amen. You know, that's so true right there. Fear stops us. So even being committed to our dream, we might not even be committed to our dream because we're afraid. And some of us are afraid of failure. And then on the opposite side, some of us are afraid of failure, and then we are afraid of success. What might happen if we actually believe and actually do this thing? God will open up those doors. What if? So then we stop, just like Jess was saying. The devil will use things. Life will happen. He'll use things, throw it in your path. So we can't move on in a successful path. So sometimes you have to work through that fear. You have to work through that whole thing about false evidence appearing real. Sometimes you have to say, wait a second, is this real? Because greater is he who lives within me than he who lives in the world. I go to Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So when I'm going through something like that, and that fear happens, and the enemy throws that thing in my path, I will change that thing and say my name. For I know the plans, God said, for I know the plans I have for you, Gregory, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And I might say, God knows the plans he has for me, plans to prosper me and not to harm me, plans to give me hope and a future. So when the enemy comes, I begin to speak. But what are you speaking? Are you speaking out of the fear, false evidence appearing real, or are you speaking the word? All right, I'm feeling good. I'm loving this. Because guess what? It happens. And some of us live in fear daily. Fear to say what we're saying, what we're feeling. Fear to express ourselves. Fear to say, this is how I'm feeling. Fear to say no. Fear to say yes. Fear to say, I'll do it. Fear of responsibility. So we don't do anything. We stay there. And we wonder why we don't grow. Sabria says, take a leap of faith. Your reward is on the other side of fear. Amen, Sabria. Jessica says, I don't like to claim his name out so loud, so I always say the devil. Break his name apart. Okay, I feel you, Jessica. I feel you. Larissa says, this fear is based on other people's opinions, what we think they will say. That's a good one, Larissa. Larissa says, fear is based on other people's opinions. Fear can be. It's not based on other people's opinions, but it can be if we are afraid of other people's opinions and what they will say. And that stuff will keep us from moving forward. What's going on, Jeanette? It will keep us from going forward, Larissa. The devil, man. Okay, Jessica. You know, listen, are you married to your dream? Are you married to what God has called you to do? And better yet, guys, I'm going to even go further. Now, it's not even about being married to the dream. It's about being married to God. It's about saying, Lord, you're my Lord, you're my Savior. I'm going to trust and believe in you. And I'm going to stay committed to the dream that you have given me. What's going on, Lamont? You know, so it's not even, I'm going to redirect my question, because my question for you guys was, are you married to the dream? Are you married to the thing that God has called you to do? Is it something that you think about? Is it something that you talk about? Because some of the most successful people are those who keep God first, number one. Number two, they speak the dream. They speak the word. They speak life over their dream. They do some action part over it. They're planning. They're in a preparation stage. They're getting ready. They're getting prepared. And so when the door opens, they are ready. They don't have. They can be like the, like the virgins who have their oil. They're prepared. They're preparing for the bridegroom. They're ready now. So when the bridegroom comes, they have to say, "Oops, I got to go here. I got to do this. And I got to do that." They're prepared. Are you prepared? And are you married to that dream? Are you married to the one who's giving you the dream? Are you married to God? Are you keeping God, keeping the Lord number one in your life? Yeah. Lamont says, I like this. Yes, we have to lean on the Lord more. Yeah, that's so true, Lamont. That's so true. We have to lean on the Lord more. And sometimes, like I was saying before you came in, Lamont, sometimes we don't want to say, Lord, what do you think about this situation, about this decision? Because when we do that, it puts us in a place where we're going to become accountable And we might not want to hear what God says. We might not want to hear God say, not right now, not just yet. What's going on, Jessica? You know, what's going on, baby girl? Are you married to the dream? Are you married? Are you committed to what God has given you, has placed in your life for you to do? Are you ready? Are you ready to hear what God has to say? And then listen to this. Are you willing to stay the course? So when life happens, and life's going to happen, and the enemy's going to come, he's going to throw some darts in your way, are you willing to say, you know what, I'm going to stay focused on the Lord. I'm going to stay focused, and I'm going to do what God has called me to do, regardless of the challenge, regardless of how hard it is. Some of you guys are trying to build up your own businesses. You're trying to do those things that God has called you to do, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what this person is saying, what this person over here is saying. Are you willing to say, I'm going to do what God has called me to do? Even if you don't have that much money, you're saying, God, I'm believing in you to do what you said you're going to do in my life. I'm going to believe in you, and I'm going to keep on staying focused on the goal. I'm going to stay focused on what you're telling me to do and what you're showing me to do. Are you willing to stay the course today? Are you willing to stay committed regardless of what's happening around you? You know, what was happening, what's come to my mind earlier tonight, was the story about when Jesus was on the, when the disciples were in the boat, and they said, like, who is that coming to us? And they're in the middle of the water. I think that's Jesus. If that's you, Peter, if that's you, call me. Come, you know, this is me. You know, Jesus, you know, Peter jumps out of the water, starts walking on the water to Jesus. It's focused on Jesus. But then I say this, have this thing, like, imagine the wind and the water is beginning to hit him in the face. He's like, wait a second, I'm in a storm. I'm walking on water. He starts going crazy and begins to sink. My question for you, if you can see that visual, are you willing to stay the course? Even if you feel like you're sinking, are you willing to say, look, I know the Lord has me. I'm going to stay focused on him. I'm going to focus on him regardless of the fear, regardless of the challenge, regardless of how I'm feeling. I'm going to stay focused on him. I'm going to stay focused on the goal. I'm going to listen for his voice. I'm going to stay focused and stay the course. Are you willing to stay the course? Are you willing? Tabria says this, idle dreams never become reality. Well, that's a good one. If I had a mic, I would throw it at you right now, Tabria. Idle dreams never become reality. They never become reality. If you don't do anything with those dreams, listen to this. Proverbs 29:18 says this, where there's no vision, right, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Again, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Listen, you need the vision. If you don't have a vision, you're going to perish. And when you do have that vision, write it down. Write the vision down. Write the vision down. And believe. Spend time. Go back to it. Write down your what you believe in God to do in your life in this season. I'm going to encourage you guys to write it down now. Write it down now. Go back and look at it each day. I'm believing you for this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Please open up the doors for this dream. And begin to see God's face. Begin to pray over it. Begin to thank him. And begin to make the necessary steps and necessary things you need to do. Again, you got to stay focused on, stay committed to what God is calling you to do for you in your life. Lamont says this, pray, act in faith. Amen. That's a good one, Lamont. Pray and then act in faith. Pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things if you believe. You got to believe. And remember, guys, the power of life and death and life are in the power of the tongue. Sometimes we speak death over our lives, and then we wonder why God's not moving in our lives. We speak death. We speak the whole thing up. How come I have so much time? Well, you've already cursed this person. You cursed that person. You cursed yourself. You said it's never going to happen. And it never happens, right? What happens if you speak that life? You speak that life. Even when you're feeling a certain way, you still speak life. You know, and I want to say this. You know, it's the scripture, don't be deceived, God's not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, he reaps. Remember that one? Be not deceived, God's not mocked. Galatians 6:7, right? Galatians 6:7. What's going on, Marlena? Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap in return. Galatians 6:7. You know, don't be deceived. You know, listen, whatever you guys put out, it's going to come back. It's going to come back, right? It's going to come back. The big thing is this. Are we willing? What are you sowing first? You know, if you want your dreams to come, if you want to see God move in your life, you got to be willing to sow some good seed. You got to be willing to plant it. You got to be willing to water it. But whatever you put out comes back. Thank you, Tabria. Whatever you put out comes back. Whatever you put out comes back to you. So if you're expecting God, if you're expecting an increase, sow. What are you sowing? Are you sowing love? Are you sowing hate? And I love what, thank you for writing that down, Tabria. Alicia is sharing Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. I love that. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. That's a good one right there. I can just say that and just end this broadcast tonight. I love that one, Alicia. I got to read it again. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. That's a good one right there. And I was saying Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean on to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I love this version, this NIV. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. You just have to be willing to acknowledge him. So staying committed. The biggest thing is staying committed to what? What are you staying committed to? So the big points you talked about tonight were, first point, to know and recognize your dream, right? Are you committed to your dream? Are you willing to stay the course? And then let's do some introspection. Where's your heart right now? What have you been focusing on today? Have you been focusing on the positive things or the negative things? Have you been focusing on things that people want from you? Because listen, everyone has become so self-centered, right? We become self-centered people. We want what we want from people when we want it. But listen, how many of you know that sometimes this, how I began the show, is something else that we're coming to end of the broadcast and talk about this right now. How many of us are selfish about the things that God has called us to do? Because the enemy will also get us by us focusing on other people and focusing on other people, what they're doing, that we forget what God has taught us to do. We put our things off so much that we're not able to do what God's called us to do because we have not been focusing on the dream that he's given us. Sometimes, guys, we have the power of saying no. Now, God's speaking to me right now. The power of saying no. Sometimes we have to say no. What has God called you to do? Stay committed to God. And God will show you. He will show us, right? We just have to be willing to hear what he has to say. God will show us, right? We just have to be willing to do what it is that he's telling us to do and to say the things he's telling us to say. I just want to encourage you guys to see where your commitment is right now. Where is your commitment? What are you committed to? Who are you committed to? What are you committed to? And then how, to what degree are you committed? Are you committed 100% to your goal? Are you committed 100% to God? Are you committed 20% to God and 80% to your husband and wife. Are you committed, 50% to God and 50% to your girlfriend or boyfriend? Are you committed 50% to your children and 50% to God? What are your ratios? Who are you committed to? Tabria says this: when we don't use our gifts and talents, we are operating in selfishness. Well, that's cool. I never thought about it that way. That's a good way to look at it, Tabria. She wrote, when we don't use our gifts and talents, we are operating in selfishness. Are we keeping it all to ourselves? We're not sharing it. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one right there. I'm going to have to think about that one. What do you guys think about that? Well, it's 10 o'clock, guys. It's about that time. But I hope you guys were blessed tonight. You know, I definitely was blessed by the things that you guys have said tonight. I appreciate everyone coming through and spreading the love and spreading hope and spreading joy. You know, again, what are you committed to? Staying committed to what? Only you can answer that question. But take the time right now tonight. Reflect, do your introspection, and see, Lord God, where's my commitment? What am I committed to? What am I focusing on? Who has my attention? What has my attention? Does God have your attention? And if there's some things you are desiring God to do in your life, be willing to hear what he has to say in this season. He will speak to us if we are willing to accept what he's going to say, if we are willing to stop, if we're willing to listen. So more important than the dream is our relationship with God. And the one who gives us a dream, God gives us a dream. Commit our way to the Lord. And what was God's going to do? Commit ourselves to the Lord. Commit everything to the Lord. And watch what the Lord is going to do in your life. I just want to encourage you guys to stay committed to God. Stay committed to what he's giving you. Be willing to do the work. And don't take your eyes off the course. Regardless of what you're experiencing in your home, in your life, do not take your focus off of God. Put it on God. Whatever God tells you to do, you do that. But don't be afraid. Don't let fear keep you. False evidence appearing real. I want to say God bless you guys. Have a great night. Be encouraged. And again, I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. How has the show blessed you? Please let me know. I'm praying for you guys, and I pray you will pray for me as well. God bless you. Have a good night. And I will see you again on next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless you guys. And please let me know in the comment section, how has this broadcast, how has this message touched your life tonight? God bless you. Please share the video and be encouraged. Thank you, Tabria. God bless you guys.